Hola y gracias por volar en la aerolínea Aria de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también Green Card.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Later on in the week, we'll all find out together how you can get a hold of the Best of the Phil Henry Show 99 CD, which we're selling for my friend's place this year, as we do each and every year. And we're not only selling it online at philhenryshow.com, we will open up our minds and give you another opportunity. I'm not supposed to give away what we're going to do, but basically what we're going to do is sell it on the air. So there you are. And I hope you had a marvelous New Year's weekend as well. Beyond all the Y2K stuff, it was fun for us. Although we picked the kids up because they were spending the weekend with another family member. And we picked the kids up on Sunday night. Did I tell you this, Mike? The kids, first of all, Catherine calls. She's the 8-year-old, and she refers to her brothers as the brothers, because there's the three boys and her. So I talked to her Sunday. I said, hey, Catherine, how's it going?
Brothers thought they were going to die New Year's Eve.
I said, why?
Because they thought Jesus was coming back.
So when I finally got the guys, I go, did you guys think you were going to die at midnight? They said, well, it hailed on New Year's Eve. I said, what did you think was going to happen? Jesus was going to come back. I said, well, you guys owe me $20. What is that? Because you guys said that all this crap was going to break loose, and it didn't. See, I was trying to squeeze about $20, maybe a piece out of them. That's 60. That's, that's a night out for Marie and me. I thought maybe I could squeeze about 60 fish out of these guys, making them think that they'd bet me that Y2K was going to be the end of the world, when in point of fact, they didn't. But, what the hell? You can play with their minds. They're young enough. And then, of course, they say things like, we didn't stock enough KY jelly. We're skidding. No, they didn't say that at all. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Santa Monica. We got Margaret on the line. Margaret Gray is on the line, nationally syndicated columnist. And to what do we owe this pleasure, Margaret? How you doing?
Phil, I'm doing wonderful, and you owe the pleasure. We're listening to your program tonight, Frank and I, and we wanted to tell you about our New Year's weekend, but I was listening to your program, and we were doing a little boxing, a little cleaning up after the New Year's holiday and after the Christmas holiday, and I heard this man on your show this evening. I really had the call. He was so stupid.
That, you mean the gentleman we had last hour?
That poor man really sounded like he was overwhelmed by the situation or something.
Well, he was a guy who had been stocking up for Y2K.
Yes, and let me tell you something. Really, I think, Phil, the time has come to call a spade on this. I think we have been stepping around it very lightly. And
well, you're saying the guy that we had on last hour was stupid. I mean, he was stocking up for the possibility that something...
Phil, we really need to call a spade on this. Frank and I were listening this evening, and I said that I really need to call Phil and, I think, clear the air a little bit about this, because these people that you're sort of hand-holding with...
How am I hand-holding? What am I...
Well, you're not, Phil. I think you need to be honest with them. That they were naive, that they panicked, that they gave in to the panic, that they ran around and got their little generators or whatever it is that they do. And
so that guy was panicking, and the people that prepared for this were panicking.
Let me ask you a question. Did you?
Did I what?
Did you prepare for this?
We had food in the house. I went out and...
Did you prepare for this in the way other people, some of these panic mongers, did?
No, I did not. I didn't buy a generator, if that's what you're talking about. We had candles. I didn't anticipate that it would be, that we'd be needing anything for any extra amount of time. What I did is I bought a little extra water, and Maria always keeps, she keeps a hell of a lot of canned stuff in the house anyway, and screw it. And I figured, as far as cash was concerned, I keep a little cash laying around the house anyway.
So you didn't go out and panic like a lot of these people?
No, I didn't go out and panic, but I don't think that this is any call for us to criticize that man who had gone out and got supplies and was being made fun of by his neighbors.
Phil, I think we really need to clear the air and quit holding the hands of these people who are buying generators and they're buying... I was listening to this man. He said potted meats. I guess that means canned meats, right?
That's his way of saying canned meats, yes.
All right. I think the entire thing was absolutely foolish. And
well, what did you do New Year's Eve?
Phil, we had a party. And
you had a New Year's Eve party.
We had a great New Year. We had one hell of a party. We tended the backyard. We had champagne glasses as souvenirs for all of the people that came in. Can I tell you a little bit about this party?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll tell you. It was so much fun. We had champagne glasses. We had a host bar. Not a no-host bar, a host bar. So we were picking up the charge on all of the booze. We had caviar. We had salmon fillet. We had oysters on the half shell. We had shrimp cocktail. I had prepared a fondue pot that I had worked on in the afternoon. We had a beautiful fondue pot. And I'll tell you, we did not worry about Y2K at all. We had a ball. We drank champagne. We brought in the new year. And thank God, and I was talking to Frank after the party, thank God that we are educated people and we know the difference between when to panic and when not to. Thank God that we're not caught up in this Y2K panic and that we have breeding. Thank God we are controlled and sensible people, not given to these wild vacillations of emotion. Thank God Frank and I have done well with our money, so we don't have to worry about the well-being of our children. Thank God Frank and I are in the media. We are in the know. We do have contacts. Thank God that Bill Clinton's days are numbered in the White House and that George Bush will be president again, a great time for our country. Thank God I get it. The people who did this running around for Y2K, they don't get it. And I really had to call because that man you had on last hour was so stupid. And
well, why do we have to be cruel? He was a guy that cared about his family.
You know, there's caring about your family, Phil, and there is being stupid. I am the last person to criticize a man who loves his children and his wife. But I thought he was behaving, you know, in an ignorant way.
What's ignorant? I mean, the KY jelly, okay, but what is ignorant? He got a generator. He got food.
It wasn't going to happen. Those of us in the know got it. We got it. It was taken care of already. My contacts in the computer business, Frank's contacts in the computer business, we got the thumbs up on this 4 months ago.
All right, when you say the thumbs up, you say that you have contacts in the computer business.
We got the thumbs up on this 4 or 5 months ago. We have extensive contacts throughout the high-tech community. We got the thumbs up 4 months ago.
What do you mean the thumbs up?
I mean that we have extensive contacts.
Well, what do you mean you got the thumbs up 4 months ago?
We knew 4 months ago this was a boondoggle. Nothing was going to happen.
In what way? What do you mean? Who called you?
It's not anything I can talk about, Phil.
So what do you mean?
All I'll tell you is we got a couple of phone calls from some key areas, and we got the thumbs up.
And you knew 4 or 5 months ago that nothing...
That absolutely nothing was going to happen, yes. We knew.
All right. Well, what about the people that don't have the extensive contacts and couldn't get the thumbs up?
You know something, Phil? That's their problem. But you don't have to be stupid about it. You don't...
Well, I don't know what you call stupid. Hold the line here for a minute, because now you got me just a little bit angry. What does she mean 4 months ago she and Frank got the thumbs up? 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is calling in from Santa Monica. They had a big party on New Year's Eve, and she's saying that anybody that prepared for Y2K was ignorant. She feels sorry for the last guy we had on, which I guess is better than making fun of him. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist on the line. You are sounding a little cruel. The people who were preparing for Y2K did so because they wanted to protect their families.
Phil, I don't want to be cruel. I really don't. I'm just saying that I feel sorry for these people that ran out and got all of these supplies. The man you had on last hour, I felt sorry for him. I thought he was a little pathetic. And he's saying, oh, I did this, I did that. there is a level of stupidity below which you drop and people just no longer can say, well, you know, you poor dear, this and that. You're just stupid. Frank and I thank God that we were able to keep our wits about us through this entire thing. Frank and I thank God that we do have contacts, extensive contacts in the high-tech community. We knew 4 or 5 months ago.
Well, not everybody has your extensive contacts in the high-tech community, okay?
Well, we knew 4 months ago. This was much ado about nothing. Sometimes there is no excuse for being stupid. Many times there is. Sometimes there isn't.
Well, I think it's cruel, especially when somebody is trying to protect their family. Wes Covina on The Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Listen, Miss Gray, I can't believe that you're being this way. There are awfully a lot of educated people out there. Maybe he didn't sound so educated, but there's an awful lot of educated people that did take
Oh, really?
This thing.
And,
yes.
And who are they?
Well, I'm not going to say. People that I happen to know, and I consider myself not so stupid. And what about
the poor darling, you may think your friends are all the,
well,
the
no,
eggheads.
Wait, just wait a minute.
You
what about
think
the poor
you've
people
got a circle
who
of
are bombarded in the Midwest constantly with this? You tell me about that.
So in other words, I'm talking to another one. Is that what I'm doing? I'm talking
No, you're not talking to another one. I happen to have my head on my shoulders.
People who went out and got all of your little canned meat or whatever this thing is.
I didn't do that, but I do know people that did. And
well,
really,
guess
now,
what? Your circle of friends just got a little dumb.
Well, maybe they got a little dumb, but maybe not. Why were the cameras all there
Can
watching?
Can I ask you a question? When you say that they're not so stupid, I wouldn't say being, quote, not so stupid, a ringing endorsement.
Okay,
that was what you...
Well,
those were your
I guess
words.
I'll have to take that from you.
Those were your words.
Well...
Those were your words.
Well, I guess I'll have to take that from you because you're so syndicated, right?
I have a column. I'm the media.
Oh, yes.
Frank and I knew 4 months ago.
Well,
this was
you
nothing.
And Frank. That's always you and Frank that always
My husband.
Everything.
Are you married? I consider myself part of a team, yes.
Yes, I am married.
All right. What is your husband's name?
I'm not going to tell you. We're well known also.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah. The
well,
point
I'm
is,
totally
well,
sorry.
Well, don't let anybody know who you are if you're running around getting your generators and all of your nonsense.
Well, listen, you know, I'm
is this
not
Shirley
saying if I had a generator because here in California we
you
couldn't
won't tell
stand
me your
for
husband's
using
name.
One.
You won't tell me your husband's name.
I won't.
All right, then what's your wife's name? Yes. I think I'm talking to Shirley Hemphill, aren't I?
Well, you
Shirley
might
Hemphill passed on last week. All right, ma'am, thanks for your call. Here is Philadelphia on The Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
I have to address the issue. As a syndicated columnist, if you knew 4 months ago, wouldn't it have been something that you could have passed on
to your readers? Oh, I wrote about it. We've all been writing about it for months. You think that's going to keep people from running out and getting their little generators and their
It might.
Meat
I have
all
to interrupt
of this idiocy?
For a second.
Yes, I wrote about it, but it doesn't matter. You're stupid once, you're always stupid. Try reading a newspaper, and then you get it.
Well... I just I felt that your comment, people being stupid because they went out and did this, with you having knowledge and Frank having knowledge
Frank
4 months
and I
ahead
knew.
Of time.
Yes, we did. We had extensive contacts in the high tech community.
It was questionable as to whether you had let anyone else know, and if you educated other people, then they may not have done that.
Well, you know, there's all kinds of people out there that were writing yes, some were writing no. I mean, you know, you could read one column that said it's a much ado about nothing. Read another column that said that it was something you should take seriously. So I don't know how much of any of that anybody was reading.
That is my point.
It's also for the story, right?
But I was right. They were wrong. I was right. They were wrong. Well, that's what happened.
All right, thanks for the call. Here is Waylon on The Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was right.
I think that she...
here we go. I bet you've got generators all through your garage, don't you?
No, I don't need a generator, but I think you need a generator.
I need a generator.
Why do you need a generator? And when it comes to human beings, you have no concept. You
I
are
know
rude.
All about these people that panic and run around. Frank and I thank God.
Yeah, I think you and Frank got a tight butt and you probably don't fart.
We thank God that we have the breeding not to have gotten caught up in the panic.
Yeah,
Frank and I
like a Doberman picture to me, too.
Thank God that we're controlled and sensible people, not given to this wild vacillations of emotion. Thank God that Frank and I have...
Okay, we know about Frank and you.
Well, we thank God every night. How about you there, Ace?
You betcha.
You thank God every night?
I thank God that I'm not as uptight as you are.
And I'll have you know...
I can't believe you.
You know, I'll have you know, first of all, my butt is not tight, number one. Number two,
oh, I would imagine.
I have a great deal of friends who think that I'm quite the life of the party. In fact, many of my friends don't think the party starts until I get there. Okay? What's the last thing you did? What'd you do, stand up at a bar stool someplace?
No, I had a party in my house, too.
Did you have a New Year's Eve party?
Yes, I did.
What did you have?
We had shrimp and ham and turkey and finger boots. And
we had you and who, the coyotes? No, listen,
no.
Donnie, you know what we did? No, seriously, you know what we did? We gave out champagne glasses as souvenirs. How about that?
No.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that was nice.
Oh, God, you sound like one of those boys my son went to school with. I used to help his mother on weekends. Because she had her hands filled with the boy. And
okay, now what does that mean?
No, it's nothing. Do you have teeth, dear?
Oh, definitely.
That's my baby. Well, listen, I hope you have a wonderful New Year's.
You know, I hope you have a wonderful New Year's, too.
Who do you like in the playoffs?
That, you know, you just can't run over everybody just because
that's true.
You may be...
You like
have
Dallas?
Connections, or you think
that's
you
right.
know it all. You're not all that, lady.
Frank and I have extensive contacts in the high-tech community. Okay?
Extensive contacts?
Yes. Just because you don't.
Oh, I've got plenty enough contacts.
You don't have extensive contacts in the high-tech community. You have extensive contacts at the liquor store.
Yeah.
Okay, that is uncalled for. The man's calling in with some comments.
I'm fooling around with him. What's your name, dear?
Well, I think you really need a generator.
Well, what's your name,
honey? Buy yourself a dildo and have a good time, and then maybe you will have a better sense of humor.
Well, listen, don't go away, man. What's your name? Hello?
Yeah?
What's your name?
Ra. What's yours?
Ra? Your name is R-A?
Ron.
Oh, Ron, I'm Margaret. I think you're a lot of fun.
Okay, Margaret. We'll
you turn
talk
me
to you
on.
Later.
You turn me on.
Oh. Phil Henry Show.
Radio Shack's having a huge clearance sale on internet-ready compacts made for education. What can you save? Maybe your kids' future. Thanks to the special software for families with kids in school. It's included in the low price, not to mention 30% off.
Listening to a man.
Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Phil Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще водка.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Nationally syndicated columnist Margaret Gray on the line called in, actually. We didn't really have her scheduled as a guest, but called in because she'd been listening to a man we had on last hour whose neighbors were making fun of him because he had all of this Y2K stock that he had to get rid of. Generators, food, these kinds of things. And she called in, and we had a lot of people defending that man. And you called in, Margaret, basically say, you called the man stupid, didn't you?
I said, Phil, there comes a point when you have to call a spade a spade. And all of these people running around with their canned meat and their generators and all of their KY jelly, I couldn't believe that one. You know, you have to say, back off, Jack, and get a handle, get a grip on something other than your... You know what, you know? And
all right, so being prepared, in your opinion, is a whole lot of hooey.
and I knew.
I got it. You and Frank knew 4 months ago that it was a bunch of crap.
Because we've got extensive contacts still in the high-tech community. And because you don't or your friends don't blame me. I have contacts in the high-tech community.
You have contacts in the high-tech community that told you it was a bunch of hooey 4 or 5 months ago. So good for you. You and Frank had it. Not all of us have the contacts that you and Frank have. Wichita on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I would like to inform your guest that...
You're going to inform me?
Yes, and give you some information.
Oh.
Educate, enlighten, teach, perhaps.
Well...
That in our water bill...
What are you talking about?
We were warned by the water company to go ahead and get prepared for possibly a week to 3 weeks worth of interrupted service.
In Wichita, yes. Because you don't have very reliable water service out there.
That's absolutely false. We usually do. We have extremely good water service out here, a lot better than California.
Well, darling, we didn't get that in California, I'll tell you that. Nobody told me to prepare for 3 weeks in California.
But what I'm saying is you don't need to denigrate people for being prudent.
I think in Wichita, yes, you need that. If I lived in Wichita...
Well, I didn't, because what's happened is the media has turned this whole thing into their own self-generating story.
Well, now, wait a second. You said the water company told you to prepare for 3 weeks.
Sure.
Don't blame the media.
Oh, well, because
they
feed off the media.
What?
Because the media is the one saying, oh, we've got Russian scientists at NORAD, and we've got these people in...
What? Wait a minute. If the water company told you to prepare for 3 weeks worth of no water, how can you blame the media for that?
3 weeks worth of water, food,
all right.
Medicine.
How can you blame the media when you say that the water company told you?
Because I'm saying what happens is
go
the
after
media
her because she doesn't have any answers for these questions.
The media feeds off this. The water company...
The media... What did the media do that the water company didn't do?
No, what the media has done...
That's it, Phil. Go after her because her credibility is shot.
No, it's
you
not.
You said the water company told you to prepare, not the
sure.
media.
But
the media
has also told everybody to prepare.
So what's wrong with that? If the water company said it, then what's wrong with...
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But for her to call somebody stupid because they prepare is stupid.
No, because this thing, 5 months ago, everyone knew it was a boondoggle. It was
everyone.
Crap.
Now you're overgeneralizing. You're saying everyone...
Yes,
and it's
everyone
not true.
In the know. Frank
not
and I knew.
Not when the water company is telling
knew.
You to do it. Not when the media is telling
Wichita
you to do it.
Well, the Wichita Water Company I hardly consider to be the harbinger of information.
Oh, absolutely.
All right?
You're right.
Frank
right.
and
okay,
I knew.
But,
Frank and I knew.
But when the media is telling you to do it...
What's your husband's name?
Pardon me?
What's your husband's name?
I do not have a husband.
Well, there you go.
That doesn't mean anything. I have a mother that I take care of.
Well, the fact
and
is...
I've fought,
and
I've fought... Honey, I've fought Medicare, the U.S. government, and I used to be an IRS tax auditor.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not anymore because I was smart enough to get out.
Well, and you let your contacts dry up. We don't
no,
let
I
our
contacts
No,
I have
contacts,
sweetheart.
We have our contacts.
But
and
what
Frank
I'm saying
knew.
Is you can't sit there and
oh,
from
there
your high mountain in Santa
on.
Monica, which is down by the ocean,
there's a lot
you
of
can't
panic
sit
going
there
on.
And say, all you people are wrong, because they're not, dear.
Dear, did anything happen? No, they're wrong. Thank
That's
you.
Not true.
Admit
Some people didn't get their
on.
Checks, huh?
Admit it and move on.
Well, wait a minute. There were a lot of people out there that were making the fixes.
And they made the fixes, Phil. That's why we knew it was crap. Pure, fragrant crap.
Okay. Well, all right, so they went out and they made their fixes.
People didn't get their checks today because the computer fouled up and
A lot of people in Wichita didn't get a lot of things, darling. The rest of us were
no,
fine.
No, not in just in Wichita.
A
across
lot
the
of
country,
us
they were talking about Godiva. They had this...
Godiva? What is that? The chocolate company?
I think they're a chocolate company or something. Their
well,
computer?
That is... Let's get into the bunkers. Godiva didn't get their checks issued. Come
oh,
on.
I know.
Phil,
but what about the
what
Russians? The Russian guys in
right.
NORAD?
Tear a new one, Phil. Go after her.
I'm not going to tear her a new one. The lady is making... What do you mean Russians at NORAD?
They had Russian advisors at NORAD in case their missiles, their ICBMs, went off. That was all over the
load.
News.
Yeah, that's what all over the news.
They had people at the Pentagon, you know, running willy-nilly at the Y2K preparedness thing.
Well, they weren't running willy-nilly. They had people at
the
Pentagon. Ma'am, they had people at the Pentagon. They weren't running willy-nilly. They were there, 40 of them standing there, watching over.
What does ICBM stand for?
Intercontinental Ballistic Missile.
Wrong.
That's exactly what it stands for.
No, that's wrong.
What's it stand for?
I don't know, but it doesn't stand for that.
It does so, it you does ignorant not. Person.
I see
and besides, get a cup of meekness and humble.
Hello, ICBM
and then,
is one
God.
Of the biggest computer companies in the world.
What?
Pardon me?
ICBM is one of the biggest computer companies
no,
in the world.
No, that's IBM, my darling. That's
IBM, International Business Machines.
ICBM,
Bill
Intercontinental Ballistic Missile.
Wait a second. Let me educate both of you. I've been a writer for a long time in this country. ICBM is owned by
I've
Bill
never
Gates,
read
am I
your
right?
stuff. I don't know why.
Where no,
are
Bill
you,
Gates
what
doesn't...
What are you carried in?
No, I happen to be... I'm not in Wichita, dear, because...
Let's knock it off with Wichita. You've been bagging on them long enough, okay?
Well, I've also
now,
lived in
no,
Washington,
but she's the one who said the Wichita.
I've never read you.
Well, you said the water company in Wichita can't get you. ICBM in my... Wasn't that the one that Bill Gates bought?
No, darling.
That's, well, which one does ICBM is who?
Intercontinental Ballistic Missile, my darling. Look it up.
I think you're lying.
I'm
lying.
Not. I'm a history teacher, for God's sake.
ICBM is Intercontinental Ballistic Missiles. IBM is International Business Machines.
Thank you.
Bill Gates owns Microsoft.
That's
bull
right.
crap.
Okay, it's bull crap.
Well, Frank, look that
get
up.
Get a cup
me.
Of humbleness, sweetheart, because the meek will inherit the earth. Goodbye.
Whatever.
Okay, thank you. The lady was absolutely right. ICBM is...
I got Frank on it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you got Frank on it. Tell him to go get online and ask what that means. Good Lord. Loma Linda on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, I just want to address something with Mr. Gray. You know, I'm just kind of a low type of guy. I bought my generator for my little girl. She's on life support equipment. And I made sure I had the essentials, some water, some food.
Why isn't she in the hospital?
She's not in the hospital because we have nurses around the clock.
Well,
and
if you're afraid of Y2K, why don't you put her in the hospital?
She doesn't need to be in a hospital. We take care of her at home. But here's the point, if you give me a minute.
But I've got a generator. They have generators at the hospital.
Let the man finish his point.
Yeah, exactly. I bought a backup generator. I kept the receipt. If I need, I'm taking the thing back.
I don't think it's very
back.
Responsible.
It's not very responsible. And you know something else? Let me tell you about this. You had your little party with your caviar and your little salmon steaks or whatever it was.
We had salmon you know filet, what? Yes.
If I'd have known you were having a party, I'd have been there to shut the breaker off at 12. Just what
to
do you think
shut
about
the breaker
that?
Off at 12? Darling,
yeah.
I can go and turn the breaker. Are you That's sure it. You love your child?
You're not smart enough to know to turn the breaker back on. You and all your
Frank
yuppies would have been running around the yard freaking out, and you fell in the pool and you'd have broken your $2,000 glass.
Well, first of all, the glasses are not worth $2,000. Second of all, Frank knows where the breaker box is, don't you, Frank?
Exactly. You probably got them at Party Plus, and they were plastic.
Thank you, sir. The man loves his daughter, okay? He's
Well, I don't think it's responsible not having that child in the hospital at midnight.
All right. Here, at midnight what?
On New Year's.
I thought you were the one that said that Y2K was crap.
It is, but he didn't know that.
Okay, to use your word, whatever.
Put a penny in the circuit breaker. Copper is a great conductor. So they could never shut me down. I tell Frank to put it in. Frank, go ahead and do it now in case some of the kids come around.
Yeah, Frank, go ahead. Put a penny in the circuit breaker. Hickory on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. You can't put a penny in a circuit breaker to start with because it won't work. That's an old-style fuse. The real point of the
I
call
beg your
was
pardon?
That the American Red Cross suggests that you keep a couple months or at least 2 months
no,
supply of food
they
and everything around.
Days. They said 2 days.
Just in case of something
they
like this
happens.
They
said 2 days, not 3 months.
I'm sorry,
I
what?
Know, I'm in the media. They said 2 days, not 3 months.
No, around here they said a couple weeks to a month.
Well, around there you people probably need to store up for a lot of things for 3 months. I'm talking about in the civilized world where we do have regular water, where we do have...
Okay, you don't have to continue to put down where people are from,
yeah,
all right?
Well, we are in a civilized world. We have hurricanes and tornadoes.
In Wichita, she said the water company said 3 weeks.
What? Say that again, sir. She was talking.
Oh, we live in the
southeast.
In
Wichita, they said 3 weeks worth of water, and they didn't want to...
Would you tell her to shut up?
Would you shut up, please?
We live in the southeast.
You, Margaret, shut up.
I'm sorry.
We have tornadoes. We have problems like that. When Hurricane Hugo came through, we were without power for a week. So, you know, it
Ooh.
Behooves us to keep it around. I don't keep a generator because I don't feel that efficient.
Now,
but
what state
some
is
people
Hickory?
Feel that way.
What state is Hickory in?
North Carolina.
Wow.
Wow what?
Well, where do you live?
I live in Santa Monica, California.
And so you don't think an earthquake could disrupt power and water flow and all that, that you should need some food and things around in
Listen,
case of
Frank
something
and I,
like that?
Frank and I... are very prepared, and we know.
Okay, so what's
we
wrong with someone
God.
Else being prepared?
Why can't anybody else be prepared?
you can be prepared for things that are going to happen, not some jigaboo thing. You know, the whole Y2 jigaboo.
That's right, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it because I think it did get a lot of people prepared when they normally would.
Right.
So people have some extra supplies.
Do you
have
they
keep them on hand when something happens, then they will be prepared.
Just tell me you don't have a rebel flag decal in the back window of your truck.
No, ma'am, I don't own a truck either.
Thank God.
Come on. So, Margaret, get real, okay?
This is a businessman.
Yes, sir.
And,
we appreciate that, and we certainly understand that. And quit going with your stereotypes about people who live in North Carolina, okay?
I'm just saying that in Wichita, the water company can't provide for 3 weeks. In North Carolina...
No, the lady said that the water company in Wichita said it's not a bad idea to have 3 weeks' worth of backup. And they say the same thing were an earthquake to hit Southern California. Here's Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I'm in Charlotte, and it is North Carolina, and it's a lovely state. But we were down on the eastern part of the state when the flooding occurred,
mm-hmm.
and we had all the warnings about, you know, you should back up, you know, you should go back X amount of feet. If you're so many feet away from the river, you should do this and that and the other. And I saw people stranded on their homes for 4 days. I mean, they were digging people
the flooding,
out of attics.
Yeah.
What's that got to do with Y2K?
It's got to do with being prepared, sweetie. You need to be prepared.
Sweetie?
They try to tell these people
Let
to prepare.
Let me ask you something.
They said prepare for food because
there was water. I want to ask you a question. Is it called tobacco or tobacky?
I don't know. And while we're talking about things like
How
that,
many
what paper do you write for?
Okay,
I'm
wait.
I figure if the National Enquirer who should write for.
No, I write
a
nationally syndicated column, and a nationally syndicated column means many papers carry it. What's in your area?
Yeah, and I love that because I'm 40 years old, I've got three businesses, and I'm thinking of starting another career, and if you can get syndicated, anybody can.
I'm going down,
I'm degrading, and I apologize for that.
All I'm saying is we're not talking about flooding. We're talking about Y2K,
water,
which was something that is not likely. We're talking about something that is likely.
Okay, both of you guys are talking over each other.
About something that is likely, which is a flood. And he's talking about something that isn't likely, Y2K. Now, I answered his question, and he still hasn't answered mine.
Which is what?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Is it tobacco or tobacco?
All right.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have that crutch.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know.
Sir, thank you very much. I appreciate
thank
your
you.
Call. We have to take a break. Phil Henry Show at 1-800, is it tobacco or tobacco? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Nationally syndicated columnist Margaret Gray on the line. I did get an advanced copy of tomorrow's column, and I will quote one line from it, Margaret, that I think is particularly heartless. You say in your column that people who crawled into bunkers or protective shelters for Y2K should have the dirt shoveled in on top of them. You wrote that, didn't you?
Yes. It's there in black and white. Yes, I did.
And you really think that?
Oh, absolutely. I think anyone that went so far as to go into a storm shelter or a protective shelter for Y2K should have the dirt shoveled in on top of it. I defend that statement, and I stand by that statement. I stand by my story.
You stand by your story. That's opinion. That's not even reporting, okay?
I stand by it. Well, I'm sorry, Phil. Frank and I thank God that...
I know. You have more breeding and you...
Yes, exactly.
And you aren't as dumb as the other people. Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Margaret. How are you?
Good. How are you, dear?
I'm a little confused. You know, you thank God for your context and everything.
Yes.
But you don't seem to have much heart for those that have less money or less intellect.
Well, you are familiar with Darwin, aren't you?
Excuse me.
You know who Charles Darwin is?
Yes.
All right.
I am a biologist, so I am familiar with a lot of that.
Survival of the fittest.
Sure.
And when you're talking about, you know, somebody who is going to be so thick as to crawl down into a bunker complex with KY jelly, I think that the world isn't going to miss them very long.
That's
what do you think about that?
That's one example.
What do you think about that?
Look, forget about the guy with the KY jelly, okay? Like the lady said, it's a weird aberration.
No, they're
one example of people that are responding to advice.
All those nuts are the same.
But you're telling me that people that went out to buy water are crazy?
I didn't say water, although there was absolutely no need for it, yes. Because my extensive contacts told me that 3-4 months ago, we wouldn't need this.
Then why did the government spend so much money on preparing for Y2K?
We didn't have to worry about it, because the government had already worried about it.
It wasn't done 4 months ago.
People's foreheads protrude a little bit too far. You know it as well as I do. And we're talking about the government taking care of the problem. So why did you have to run out and get extra batteries and
everything
else?
Excuse me, who is you?
You and your people.
No, I did not.
Oh, I see. You're too good for it, too, but you're arguing with me.
I'm not saying I was too good for it. Yeah, it's a risk. I felt there's a chance.
Listen, you're calling from Philadelphia. You're calling from civilization. I was talking to people in Wichita who can't get water.
The people in Wichita.
Why didn't you go to underdeveloped areas or people that weren't educated and say, hey, don't buy it. If you want to go buy a generator, I'll give you the money. Instead of spending money on a generator, I'll give you the money.
People get their warnings on a water bill, for crying out loud. Come on. Jeez.
That's true. They did.
Give me a break.
Well, then, it's the government, yeah. I don't think, was finished dealing with it 4 months ago.
Listen, darling,
I work at a cancer center, and our computers were not Y2K ready.
So what does that mean? So at midnight, one of your patients had cancer for 100 years instead of 10 years. Is that it? Big wow.
That's what I'm talking about. Big compassion.
Big wow.
All right. What this woman is saying is have some compassion, okay?
I do have compassion for those of us like Frank and me who know what's going on.
Right. Compassion for someone who served turkey and ham New Year's Eve. You cut on him.
That man was serving ham.
So, if he was with loved ones serving ham, so be it.
Oh, darling, I gave a first-class New Year's Eve party. We had beluga caviar.
That's great.
We're not serving
smoke. That's great for you, but if someone usually has peanut butter and jelly every day for dinner,
darling,
and
listen,
serving ham and turkey one night a
year. Let me give you a little tip. When you have a party, you don't serve the cubed cheese with toothpicks. You don't do that. And ham's nasty. You gotta go with the clams casino.
You can afford it, yeah.
Don't go with cube cheese, I'm telling you. I don't care if you can't afford it or not. I would starve to death and rather eat cube cheese. And ham on a stick? No. No ham on a stick for this girl.
Okay, so you had a nice party. The guy had ham, he had turkey.
He had the cube cheese.
All right, he had cube cheese. I happen to like eating cube cheese. Anyway, thank you for your call, ma'am. And that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about, Y2K, Forest City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Does Miss Gray have homeowner's insurance, car insurance?
Of course I do.
Okay, that's being prepared. What's wrong with that?
That's not being prepared for the computer shutting down and Armageddon striking. Come on.
Do you believe in that?
I don't believe in Armageddon, no.
You don't?
No.
You're a God-fearing woman.
I beg your pardon?
You're a God-fearing woman.
Who?
A God-fearing woman.
Frank and I are beyond that.
You're beyond that?
Frank and I are.
I tell you what, I'll say a prayer for you and Frank tonight.
Well, you go ahead and
rub
your sticks together and do whatever
Ms.
people
Gray,
do.
Miss Gray, you...
You put some bones in your
you
nose.
Got
you dance around the campfire. Do what you want to do, darling.
Dance around the campfire?
Well, what is it you're telling me? You're going to go to pray
I'm asking you, what's wrong with being prepared?
There's nothing wrong with being prepared for things that are likely.
Okay.
Cube cheese goes in and comes out the same shape. Do you know that?
Cube cheese?
Yes.
I believe your brain's made of cube cheese.
No, you know what I'm talking about. Cheese that's been cubed. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I sure don't.
If you go to a party in Michigan, they serve cheese.
I work in a steam plant, a power plant.
In a steam plant?
And I was in here on New Year's
Eve.
It was very likely.
Cube cheese was likely in a steam plant?
Phil Henry Show.
Ow!